Hey there. Welcome to day 9 of United Way for Southeastern Michigan's 21-day equity challenge. My name is Shayla. I use she, her pronouns, and you may recognize my voice from our virtual What's the Word Wednesday town halls. In an effort to provide accessible content, many of our speakers will share a visual description of themselves. If you were looking at me now, you would see that I am a white woman with long dark hair, I'm wearing glasses, a blue t-shirt that says United Way on the front in white lettering, and gold hoop earrings. Let's dive into our equity challenge content for today. I placed the phone call for my brother to get help, not for my brother to get lynched. Joseph Prude, a black man who called police after his brother Daniel, who was having an acute manic psychotic episode. Police put a hood over Daniel's head and pressed his face into the pavement for 2 minutes. He stopped breathing and died a week later. In the pursuit of fostering more equitable and just communities, a paradigm shift toward nonviolent, non-police crisis intervention strategies is imperative, particularly given the embedded racism within our current police and criminal justice systems. Timothy Black, the consulting director for Whitebird, said it's really, really a misnomer to say that the only response to people in crisis can be a response that involves the tools of force, like a badge, a gun, and handcuffs. Acknowledging the long-accepted ideas about law enforcement, we must recognize that traditional methods often disproportionately impact dispossessed communities, which are deprived of property, land, shelter, etc. When we hear about police interventions, it triggers reflections on systemic biases that have persisted throughout history. Black people, who account for 13% of the United States population, accounted for 27% of those fatally shot and killed by police in 2021. This is according to Mapping Police Violence, a nonprofit group that tracks police shootings. From 2013 to 2024, Black people are 2.9 times more likely to be killed by police than white people in the U.S. As of today, in 2024, police have already killed 175 people. There have only been 5 days so far in 2024 when police did not kill anyone in the United States. Southeastern Michigan, with its diverse population, is not exempt from these disparities. Communities of color face heightened challenges and injustices. A nonviolent, non-police crisis intervention approach offers an alternative that can address the racial disparities ingrained in our current systems, fostering a safer and more equitable environment for all. When contemplating law enforcement, many associate it with ensuring public safety. However, a growing body of evidence suggests that our traditional systems contribute to systemic racism and unequal treatment. Acknowledging the roots of these challenges is the first step toward dismantling them and establishing a foundation for a fairer society. Since the 1980s, many police departments have established crisis response teams, also known as CITs. In theory, these teams are designed to recognize and de-escalate situations in which the individual is having a mental health crisis. These are not working at the scale needed. Experts attribute two main issues to their failures. First, the CIT model and subsequent trainings are viewed as cumbersome administrative tasks for officers. And second, cities often fail to integrate CIT into the wider behavioral mental health care system and route calls away from police. A study from the Brennan Center for Justice reveals that communities of color are disproportionately affected by aggressive policing tactics, leading to higher rates of arrests and convictions. This underscores the urgent need to reevaluate our crisis intervention methods. United Way's Racial Equity Fund partner, Care-Based Safety, sees the need for a non-police intervention strategy. Their mission is to design and resource a non-police response program that will grow life-affirming and care-based safety options and opportunities for all in Washtenaw County. CBS Response is the unarmed, non-police response branch of Care-Based Safety's programming. The program includes a crisis phone number that is independent from 911, a dispatch system, two-person response teams who go directly to the site of conflict or crisis, and a volunteer-based peer support program. The community building programming supports CBS Response by teaching skills, sharing resources, and building resilient relationships within communities so that they can respond to crises within their own neighborhoods, families, and networks. Combined, the program works to de-escalate and stabilize crises through nonviolent interventions and assist people in creating more interconnected and resource relationships to prepare for and prevent future crises and harm. As we contemplate the adoption of nonviolent, non-police crisis intervention strategies, it is crucial to recognize that change requires collective effort. By embracing alternatives that prioritize equity and justice, we can reshape our communities, fostering an environment which everyone feels safe and valued, regardless of their background. In southeastern Michigan, this shift is not only necessary, but also a testament to our commitment to building a future free from systemic racism and inequality. After listening to today's content, we encourage you to reflect on the following questions and possibly discuss them with a friend, family member, or colleague. How are you feeling after today's challenge? What is resonating with you? How does the acknowledgement of long-accepted ideas about law enforcement resonate with you? How do you envision nonviolent crisis intervention strategies contributing to a more equitable and just society in southeastern Michigan? What role can residents play in advocating for and implementing these changes? Resources are listed within this daily email. We encourage you to take action by reading, watching, and listening to them. Thank you so much for listening to our Equity Challenge content today. I really hope that you learn something new and feel empowered to tackle injustice wherever your day takes you. And as always, continue to light the way.
We'd like to give our sincerest gratitude to everyone that made our fourth annual 21-Day Equity Challenge a success. This Equity Challenge Day was produced by United Way for Southeastern Michigan. Special thank you to Steph Rawls, Tiffany Bucks, Shayla Zimmerman, Andre Ebron, our voice actors, our DEI committee, and community partners. Huge thank you to our music producer, Daniel Sharp. Thank you to our sponsors of the Equity Challenge, to our audience, and to everyone who participated in this year's challenge. To hear more recorded content and read the Equity Challenge, please visit unitedwaysem.org/equitychallenge.